The meeting was facilitated by the Sheldon Jackson Historic Site Preservation Society, which has been around for over a decade working to protect the college's core campus. Vacant and unmaintained, the quadrangle would eventually deteriorate beyond saving. The trustees have retained a property management firm to rent out space and to help the buildings earn their keep while the college reorganizes and pays down the debts that forced it to close. But the campus's prime waterfront location is a tempting target for commercial interests, too. Preservation Society Chair Thad Polson, a self-described old building crazy, suggested that the mission now was not only to protect the college's historic buildings, but also to protect the role that the college has played in the community. He thought the assembled group of newly formed nonprofits could come together to serve that purpose.
An overall organization that represents the community in the interest of revitalizing that campus for educational, scientific, cultural, those pursuits, rather than a private enterprise of some kind.
Five new organizations have sprung up in the wake of the college's closure, each serving or expanding on some original function of Sheldon Jackson. Representatives of each group made brief presentations. The first was Bob Mettinger of the Sitka Repository Working Group, who Mettinger said had been identifying the need in the community to protect historic agency documents, artifacts, and media.
Clearly, what we found among all of our efforts is there's a crisis. We are either completely out of space in the case of some of the agencies and things are being lost, being damaged, or these agencies are right now knowing they just have no more space if articles come.
Keith Cox is a fisheries biologist and the former chair of the SJ Science Department. He heads the Sitka Sound Science Center, which plans to establish a major research facility at the college's hatchery and aquatic labs.
As far as research goes, NOAA Fisheries has a big interest. Fish and Game has an interest in what's going on over here. There's been researchers from Stanford, you know, and they study everything from whales to seaweed. And all these people have a real interest in working out of Sitka. And so we want to provide a springboard for these people to get into the Gulf of Alaska and Sitka Sound.
Cox said the Science Center had successfully transferred the license to operate the hatchery, but the limited funding the group had won so far would run out at the end of March. Sheldon Jackson's PE Center has reemerged as the Hames Athletic and Wellness Center, which is being operated on a provisional basis by the City of Sitka and community schools. Public Works Director Joe Castro said the center was projected to lose about $10,000 a month running on the old campus boiler plant, but he was optimistic nonetheless.
We think that difference can be made up with a more efficient heating system and upgrades to the facility. Like, we're pursuing new equipment, things like painting the pool and just a lot of facility upgrades.
Community Schools Director Kurt Ledford said that between 100 and 150 residents a day were using the Wellness Center. Other representatives were Leslie Young with the Sheldon Jackson Child Care Center, the college's 19-year-old program that within the span of a couple of months last fall reorganized as a private nonprofit and hopes to eventually purchase its building. Young said the center served 74 working parents. And junior high librarian Carrie Sagel spoke on behalf of the so-called library activists who successfully lobbied to restore heat to the campus library and who have boxed up and safely stored some of the most valuable collections. Their reports were followed by Peter Gorman of the Sitka Historic Preservation Commission, who said that his organization had recently submitted an application to place the Sheldon Jackson campus on the list of most endangered historic sites in the nation. Meeting coordinator and SJ Preservation Society Chair Thad Polson was reluctant to call the 75 Sitkins in the room a task force, and Sheldon Jackson President David Dobler appeared just as reluctant to defuse the responsibilities of the college trustees by creating another formal organization to oversee the development of the campus in the absence of a formal academic program. Polson instead urged the trustees to have their next meeting in Sitka to brainstorm with the community and, at the very least, to be aware that they were not alone in their efforts to preserve the educational mission of the campus.
We want to keep these things rolling. We want to see them turn into an overall coordinated, successful enterprise for the benefit of all Sitka.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.